Jim Weeks, head coach for Auburn boys basketball, getting set for yet another state tournament. First of all, coach, congrats on again a great year. I guess when you look at it and kind of, you know, the journey of it, tell me a little bit about just turning this team into a state tournament team and what's behind the success this year.
Yeah, we got really good players. Number one, we only have one returning starter, but the other guys had been waiting their turn, and they're just good, really good players. The second thing, we've got great confidence and leadership. We got some tough kids that are really self-assured, and that carries down. It starts with our seniors, our three seniors, and then our guys keep showing up. They just keep showing up, for open gyms before school, after school, all the little tiny things, and they've done it for years, so it pays off.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, when you talked about only having one starter back, and I know there's always a standard and expectation there at Auburn, given what you guys have done over the last many years. How did you approach this year? How do you approach it as the head coach of this program in terms of do you talk about that stuff going to state again, or is it unspoken?
Oh yeah, that's a big part of the dangling the carrot. Okay, can we win a state championship again? So that always motivates. That's exciting when you have high expectations and goals. Those are exciting. So that's always something we talk about. We're not afraid to talk about winning. We talk about results, but we spend a lot of time on the process getting there.
Mm-hmm. Coach, obviously we talked earlier this year, we talked about your players, but for the sake of this interview, let's talk more about them and, some of the leaders of the team and kind of, the roles that they play.
Yeah, Brenton Winslow is our point guard. He's our second leading scorer. He's just an absolute warrior. He's fierce. He's tough. He's confident. He runs the show for us. Not only that, he's just a kid that his confidence spreads with everybody else on our team. Second kid is Creighton Keeling, and he's a senior, first year starting. It's just a tough darn kid. He's the elite as an offensive rebounder, does all the little tiny things, just tougher than sandpaper. And then our third senior is Carson Levine, that we think's the best shooter in C1.
Mm-hmm. Coach, when it comes to this team and what would you say makes this your team a difficult out there at the state tournament? What are some things that you feel play well on your team when it comes to a state tournament?
Well, those things I just said, not only that, we're going to defend you. We're going to play, and we spent a lot of time doing that. So we're going to defend and rebound. That always starts with that. And if we can do that and stay out of foul trouble, I think we got a good chance.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that C1 field, it's always very, very loaded and difficult, and you know that as well as anybody, as you've been through it many different times. Tell us a little bit about, just that first-round matchup coming up next week against Gothenburg at 3:15 on Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, Gothenburg's they play seven guys. They all can score. They all can drive it. There's not a lot of guys you can help off, and they're all about from 6 foot to 6'3", and very similar players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thursday, not Wednesday, Thursday. Don't try to go play Wednesday, Coach. What do you think will be some keys for your team against this particular Gothenburg squad?
Got to defend and rebound. Got to take great shots, have a great sureness, win the possession. Just be ready. Get a good start. Always helps. Little tiny things, that we always value each possession, especially early in the game, late in the game. We don't play a lot of players, so they better be ready to go.
When it comes to the field as a whole, I know you're only focused on Gothenburg. I know you're familiar, though, with some of these other teams that are there. You've got defending champions Ashland Greenwoods is a 2 seed. Ogallala beat them there in Grand Island a few weeks ago, and they're the top seed. I guess what are your thoughts on the field as a whole and what you know about them?
This is how we approach it. We spend most of our time on our first opponent, mm-hmm. number one. And then it's a 4-team tournament plus one more game. So we got three guys, teams on our side we're spending a lot of time on. And then we don't spend a ton of time on the other teams except for maybe the top two if we hadn't seen them before. If we've seen them before, we don't spend as much time on them. We got to win that first game, and they got to win that second game. So you can't spend a ton of time on teams that you may not play.
Right. Jim Weeks, head coach for Auburn boys basketball, back at the state tournament. Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and we wish you the best.
Go Big Red, Derek, huh?
You bet. Go Big Red.